We're now here almost at the end. There are many, many people that I would like to thank, and I will shortly, but first I'd like to introduce one of the two co-chairs of the board of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, Denise Chong. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
I just want to bring a quick word from on behalf of my fellow co-chair, Lily de Grandpré. You met her yesterday when she introduced Bertrand Sidley, and on behalf of the board members of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. So, just a quick word. To borrow some words that I heard over the last couple of days, two guys in a garage, well, that was Charles Bronfman and Alex Patterson almost 20 years ago, who conceived of the idea of the Institute. Leverage what you can. The Institute's at McGill. It's in this remarkable city of Montreal. The Institute had a mandate of public education. This conference joins a very long lineage of annual public conferences, and already next year's is in progress in planning. I'm here really also to pay tribute to Will Straw, Dr. Straw, and one of the most many lovely things about Will is that when we were discussing this conference at the board more than a year ago, it was quite wonderful to look at Will, and we would raise various ideas, and Will would say, oh, well, what interests me is, and you could just see then this curiosity of the unknown, of the frontier. And so that's what I thought was wonderful over the last couple of days. You in the audience, you've brought that curiosity into the room about the unknown and the frontier, and hopefully you will take that out at the end of the conference. So just to say, as I did last year when I had the privilege of saying the final words, I just want to welcome, and till next year, say as well to the old and the new friends of the McGill Institute for the City of Canada.
Okay, I'd like to, if you bear with me, take a few minutes to thank the many people who've helped make this conference possible. In particular, the honorary conference co-chairs, Sean Ferguson and Jennifer Heil there. The conference speakers, moderators, and special guests. I mean, one of the wonderful things for me about organizing these things with the team is we get to think who would we love to have come to our conference, and it's just an incredible opportunity. In particular, the quality of the moderators this year was extraordinary. They should all have their own talk shows on Canadian television, funded by the taxpayers or philanthropists. Our conference partners, again, the Andrea and Charles Bronfman Philanthropies, Enbridge, the Dean of Arts Development Fund, Sid Lee, the Médiaïve Urbaine à Montréal Research Project, Muse Entertainment Enterprises. It's been great having their exhibit of materials in the room to the right, the Kundal Prize in History. I'd very much like to thank, and I mean this, the MISC Board of Trustees, Denise and Lily, but the whole board, many of whom are here as well, for their continued support. And working with them is just a delight. The students for their participation, and a number of other people as well. First of all, Risa Dickens, Debbie Dankoff, very helpful not only in helping us find material support, but in suggesting and contacting some very important guests. Teresa Rowan, are you here? The university archivist at McGill, who helped us conceive the exhibit and basically put it together. And then I feel I've said this before, but I mean, people say, oh, how do you like being director of MISC, you know, being in administration? I was a chair before. And I say the big difference is at MISC, I get to work with five or six or seven, it varies, wonderful, wonderful people who are the MISC staff and the MISC family. Joanne Bilodeau, who is the administrator of MISC. Are you here, Joanne? Oh. Who always hides at moments like this, but she just keeps the whole thing together. Elizabeth Farr joined us this year as our communications officer. I can't even imagine this conference having happened without her. Not only does she do all the communications incredibly well, she seems to know everybody in the world and helped us get a lot of you. And then while she's doing all that, she's also tweeting and everything else. And I'm sure if we were trending again late this afternoon on Twitter as we were, she had carefully manipulated the whole world to make that happen. Petros Tsiradis is there, who's our special events coordinator. Petros, do you want to reveal yourself in some way? Who's just make sure that what seems like a... People ask me during the conference, are you nervous? And it's like, no, because I know Petros is taking care of all of the details, and it's all going to happen with incredible efficiency. Adriana Goretta, is Adriana here? Who's come back after maternity leave, and we're thrilled to have her back. Christine Scarry. Linda Huddy, Matthew Chan, our student intern. Matthew, there you are. So, thanks. Let's have a big round of applause for those people. We would like to conduct a survey to ask actually your opinions of the conference, suggestions of future themes, and so on. So if you don't mind staying another 3 hours, we'll do that. No, we're actually, we'll be getting in touch with you since we have your coordinates and continuing with that. And now I have the pleasure to tell you about how you can get free drinks and then a little later on, cheap drinks. So immediately now there is a reception just outside that will go till 6 o'clock. And then there's the, and this is an innovation, again, thank you, Liz, the MISC after party. It's one of the, perhaps the first after party in history that will start at 6 o'clock. But that's at McLean's Pub at 1210 Peel Street. And we have a special deal on drinks and food there. And I know a number of you are planning to come. All of you are invited. And we can perhaps all leave together if you're uncertain as to where that is. So thank you all for coming. Thanks to the fantastic participants. And, well, let's go have a drink.